I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.
And I'm Susan Wilson. KC Currents is KCUR's weekly magazine show. We take you to neighborhoods around the region using voices, stories, and sound.
This month, Pally Rillinger retired after 27 years as a social worker and president of the Metropolitan Organization to Counter Sexual Assault. MOXA focuses on reducing the harm of sexual assault and abuse through treatment, prevention, and advocacy. The need for this service continues. According to MOXA, 1 in 6 women nationally will be the victim of a completed or attempted rape. 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys are sexually abused during childhood. To find out more about how MOXA's work has expanded over the years, Susan caught up with Pally Rillinger.
The first client that I had in Wyandotte County was 14, and she relinquished her baby for adoption. But I learned much later, and she kept popping up in my career in Wyandotte County, and I learned that she had been horrendously sexually abused, and she was considered borderline mentally retarded at that point. That was the term. And when she popped up later, she had been evaluated by a psychiatrist who felt that she was probably of normal intelligence, but that the emotional and physical trauma that she experienced through the sexual abuse caused her to function at the level that she did. I don't know the final story. I just figured out recently that we're 10 years difference in age, and because her life was so hard, I'm not sure she's still alive.
The FBI recently has come up with some new definitions. Can you talk about that and how that may impact, or if it does impact?
Absolutely. It is so long overdue, and so at least it's finally happened. There are so many ways to sexually violate another human being, and to have a very narrow definition does not begin to describe the degradation and the emotional harm that can occur through sexual assault. And so that redefinition and broadening of that has been long overdue.
Now, in a nutshell, for those who may not be familiar, what did the broadening actually do?
Well, it included the range of whether that might be sodomy or oral or rape with objects. Mm-hmm. So it really encompasses the range of sexual violation that can occur. And so that our statistics going forward will be much, much more recognized. As we've heard about crime going down, generally the incidents, rape has not. And the whole need for it is very underreported, and we need to learn how to track that.
Looking back through the years, what has changed the most in the handling of sexual assault?
I think the most significant, probably for adolescent and adult general rape, has been DNA. And again, that's decades old in this world, but it wasn't in existence 27 years ago, and it's a major advance with sexual assault nurse examiners, those nurses who are specially trained to specifically collect forensic evidence. In the area of child sexual abuse, there are advanced interview techniques. Those are now understood and are utilized. There are agencies in our community, child advocacy centers, that know how to interview children. And we also know how to more effectively utilize play and art therapy and help parents help their children. So there have been lots of advances.
Well, there was a time that women who were raped particularly weren't taken seriously. Do you still hear something like, well, she says she was raped, but she probably did it to herself? Do you still hear that?
Oh, absolutely. Those rape myths are so prolific. Again, this is such a difficult issue. And one thing that I learned many years ago, even before MOXA, was the whole victimology, that for all of us to feel safer, it's much easier for us psychologically to blame the victim. That distances us from that person's experience. We don't have to be so empathetic. They caused it. And that's self-protection. So, unfortunately, that will always exist. But we can do whatever we can to minimize that.
Now, I know that you've mentioned that you feel that it's probably not the right thing to vilify offenders, and that there may be some offenders that could benefit from long-term probation instead of, let's say, locking them up. But there's all this research that shows that some sexual offenders can't really be cured even through therapy. So how do you identify those who could benefit from these longer-term probation ideas or restorative justice versus those who really do need to be away from society?
Well, it requires sophisticated testing. One of the things that is being utilized across the board is polygraphy, really questioning people about their sexual history, learning, and of course, yes, people can work the system or know how to deviate from or work against polygraphy. But generally speaking, with most offenders, that's one of the tools.
You're listening to Casey Kearns. Today we're talking with Pally Rillinger, retiring president and CEO of MOXA. Police response to sexual assault, have you seen it improve through the years?
One of the things that has been very helpful has been the formation of sexual assault response teams, which are multidisciplinary teams to address issues of sexual assault. And that has made a real difference. I think MOXA has also, with some additional key federal funds, Violence Against Women Act, the Victims of Crime Act, been able to provide more outreach to police and law enforcement agencies.
Now, of course, it's a fact that sexual assault and abuse affect all communities. But different communities, of course, deal with the issue differently from a cultural or diversity standpoint. How has MOXA through the years addressed this rather challenging issue?
Well, if I can make a plug for the Healthcare Foundation for Greater Kansas City, I think they have assisted us in providing some specialized programs for outreach to underserved communities. We have been able to recruit more Spanish-speaking staff members and volunteers and minority volunteers generally.
I know a lot of the issues about the LGBT community have come to the forefront lately. How do you approach the issues of sexual abuse and assault in that community?
We have always treated individuals from that community. It's interesting, earlier this year, and I'm not sure if it's been tracked or how we ended up, but we had more male rape victims that we saw at hospital emergency rooms than we had in a long time. And I don't know if that rate was continuing or if it was just serendipitous. But one of the things that I am proud of in terms of MOXA is our youth education and our outreach. I mentioned to 30 school districts. One of the things that we do is we talk about respect for others, and because we know that sexual harassment very often includes, and at the prime is calling people gay or harassing those who have different sexual orientations, and that's devastating for teens. That's one of the reasons why they've been the instances of suicide is so high.
Now, I understand that one of the trends of concern is the number of youth being used in pornography and how that's become a new area of concern.
Yes, it's always been in existence, but it's greater than it ever has been. And one of the things that we at MOXA have been looking at is treatment methods to help these children heal from that. Because it's one thing if you've been victimized and it's a kind of a set, even in a private setting. But here you are not only are you a victim of a horrendous crime, but then you're continuing to be re-victimized. Who is viewing this? How do you ever regain your sense of control? And that is an issue that's being addressed at MOXA.
Now, I've read, though, that as you did your last newsletter, it kind of brought you to tears. What was welling up there for you?
Well, it's sort of welling up here. Well, it's interesting. My spouse, as I was nearing retirement, he said, well, you know, I think probably you are, while you're very committed to the cause, you're probably more committed to the organization. And then later he said, well, maybe, and this was over a period of a few weeks, he said, maybe you're really more committed to the people. And it really is sort of that triumvirate. It's the mission, the organization, which needs to be well-tuned in order to be most effective and efficient, and then the people, but it's the people that make it work. And the people are what, obviously, I'm a people person, and the clients, the volunteers, the staff, that's what drives me.
You may have answered the question, but what will you miss most?
Well, it's the people, not the problems.
Well, Pally Rillinger, thank you for being with us on Casey Currents today.
Thank you, Susan. It's been a pleasure.
That was Pally Rillinger, retired president and CEO of MOXA. Julie Donnellan is the incoming president of MOXA.
Coming up, hear about Kansas City's restaurant scene from the perspective of a waiter.
And in the world of restaurants, sometimes it's best not to know that the rent hasn't been paid in months, or the host is dating one of the waiters, and that's why he keeps getting all of the seatings. And I got him this job here. Sometimes it's best just to shove all your tips in your pocket, not count each one individually.
You're listening to Casey Currents.